Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for joining us today, where we are talking about women entrepreneurs succeeding in style. I have a great lineup for you today. Before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Pink Payments, merchant services for women, by women, and supporting women. If you're looking for a new merchant services vendor, check out pinkpayments.com and tell them the Chic Entrepreneur sent you. And now, our guests. First up, we have Bonnie Buckner-Revis, who is the founder and CEO of Zenith Design Group. Bonnie has a very impressive background since starting her company, which is now in its 12th year. She has an award-winning agency that provides full-service marketing and advertising support. The company is located in historic Marietta Station in downtown Marietta, which is a fantastic location. Bonnie has won all kinds of awards, including 2008 Top 25 Small Business of the Year by the Cobb Chamber of Commerce, and the same award in 2009, and also has been named one of the top 10 fastest-growing women-owned firms by the Atlanta Business Chronicle, and also was recently recognized as Top 20 Under 40 by Cobb Life Magazine. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you here, Bonnie, to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So I got to know, how did you start this fabulous empire that you created for yourself? I know that it wasn't like that on day one. So how did you get started with the company?
It was far from that on day one. It actually started at the Institute of Nuclear Power Operations, which is probably a strange answer, but I was working there and they were looking for someone to start learning internet development, and it seemed like something I might be interested in.
Okay.
So I started there and started getting enough offers for freelance that I eventually stepped out on my own, and that was the start, the formation of Zenith as a web development company.
Okay, so you started just doing some web design projects.
Correct.
Freelance.
Correct.
Okay, now this is turning into a business.
No.
All right, what happened next? How long were you in it just as you?
I'd say probably the first 3 years. First two, it was just me. I started bringing in someone else in the third year to handle overflow work, and rapidly began to understand that I was giving away more work than I was keeping, and I was beginning to function more as a project manager than anything else. So the clients that I was working with were really interested in growing the type of work that we did for them. So we made the decision to go from purely a web design firm to a full service agency, which was a huge learning curve, but one that was made easy by talented people I surrounded myself with.
So you broadened what you could, your capabilities for the clients. You
Correct.
Realized, hey, we're doing a good job with what we're doing for them. They're happy. They have more money to spend on other things. Perhaps we could get some of that pie,
Correct.
Too.
Quite frankly, I got tired of referring more business away than I was keeping. So I thought, well, maybe there's a way to do all of this, and broadened our service offerings and never looked back.
That's fantastic. I love it. So how did you do it? Because, I mean, that is a really big step to decide, okay, I'm ready to step up and take it to the next level. What were some of the things that really helped allow you to create such significant growth and do so successfully?
Well, I think now as then, the key to running any business successfully is choosing good people to surround yourself with that'll help you propel your business. And that was certainly no exception. I reached out to friends, colleagues, freelancers, and some of the professional organizations around Atlanta and found the best of the best and brought them in. And that has been the biggest part of our success, is having a talented team, people that are entrepreneurial in spirit rather than clock in, clock out folks. And that has really propelled our business growth over the years.
So how did you create that kind of a culture where people really feel like they are part of the team and they have that same kind of entrepreneurial spirit as employees?
It's tough to attract people that are willing to do that. A lot of people want a bulleted list of their responsibilities. I have that for none of the positions in our company. We do what it takes to get the job done and make the clients happy and do work that we're proud of. So attracting those type of people, as you mentioned, does require creating that type of corporate culture. It's something that folks have to be immersed in to see if it's going to work. To that end, we typically bring in people for a couple of weeks trial period, pay them for their time there, and see if they're going to be a good fit for us before we offer them a full-time position. We run fast and hard. We work really hard. We play really hard. And it's pretty obvious early on if someone's not a good fit. So we really protect the team that we have now with any new introductions. And sometimes you just have to try it to see if it's going to work out.
Right. That's a smart way of doing it so that there's not there's a little bit of a test period early on where we're both testing each other out.
Correct. Because neither of us wants to be in a situation that we're not happy. So
how has the recent economic downturn affected your business?
It has affected it in a number of different ways. We are very fortunate that we only had a less than 1% slip last year in billables, which is almost unheard of in our industry. I attribute that to getting ahead of the situation with our existing clients and figuring out what we were going to do to help them not only survive, but try to help them thrive during this time. We actually picked up a number of new clients through good PR and referrals that we had, folks that realized there was an opportunity in the marketplace when their competitors were starting to fall.
That's excellent. Yeah, it's all about position.
It absolutely is.
We're the people that are going to get you through this.
It absolutely is. Really, the most challenging aspect of this whole thing, not only in our business, and quite frankly, I feel in our whole country, is the psyche being damaged and everyone being so fearful. So that really has been something we've had to work through with our employees, with our vendors, with our clients, is making sure that everyone realizes the reality of the situation and that there is a bit of hope through this if you position yourself well. And we're all about getting in front of things rather than reacting.
That's so fantastic. And that's why you're such a great fit, especially given our upcoming guests that we're going to bring on are all about positivity too. And you're right, the mindset is a huge role in what ends up happening. How do you stay positive as the leader of the organization? Because everybody's looking to you as the CEO. What do you do to keep that positive mindset yourself?
It is challenging, I won't lie. It is challenging to look around at all the negativity and realize that the tone kind of gets set by the person that's leading the company. I couldn't do without my husband. He is a part-time at the agency, and when he's not there, he's a stay-at-home dad to our 4-year-old son. So that's a huge relief to know that that side is being taken care of. Friends and family, of course, are a natural extension. But one of the biggest things is really just keeping balance in your life, and everyone says it, but it really is true. Keeping things in perspective, looking at the to-do list and looking at the to-live list and making sure that both of them complement one another.
Right. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate as a CEO, a mother, a wife. It's so many things that are so vital to having a full life, but at the same time can sometimes stress you out if you look at them in the wrong way. So how do you, you know, keep your eye on the big picture and see that, you know, everything is happening just as it should and keep that mindset?
I think that's just it, is to keep an eye on the horizon and not get mired down in what's going to happen over the next 24 hours. It's hard not to get tactical when there are so many moving pieces and parts to any successful company. But allowing yourself to get mired down in those will damage a company's spirit and billables. So keeping an eye on the horizon, looking at the big picture, doing at least quarterly assessments of where the company's going, what's coming on the horizon that we need to react to, how can we plan to better the company. And we even do with our company at least quarterly outings, something as, you know, it doesn't have to be a full-blown retreat. We can go to movies or whatever, but it's keeping that energy going. And that kind of fulfills me on a number of levels, not only knowing that everyone is hopefully rewarded with their job, but that we enjoy each other's company as well.
Right, at the end of the day.
Yes.
That is so important. Well, I'm so impressed by what you've accomplished here, Bonnie. What's next? What do you see on the horizon for the future of the company?
Well, I ask myself this often because I'm a planner. I love planning and figuring out how to get there. And You know, it kind of boils down to, as long as we're doing good work that I personally am proud of and that each of the contributors is proud of, that our clients appreciate, and that we are still valued as a business critical component to their business or organization. I'm not a big numbers girl. I don't have quotas I try to reach. As long as we're turning a profit and having a good time and doing work we're all proud of, that's my goal. And so far, so good.
I like it. Well, I want to make sure that people can find you on the internet as well if they're interested in finding out more about the marketing and advertising services that Zenith offers. So the website
is zenithdesigngroup.com, and there you can find a portfolio of our work, of our services, and find out a little bit about the culture of the site. I think you'll enjoy that. And we also have a Facebook page, as does everyone and every company, or should.
If they are doing good marketing, they should. I would expect nothing less. Well, I'm going to bring on our next guest, but I want to keep you on as well. All right. Next up, we have the Choosy Chicks. Sarah and Jesse are here to tell us about their company, Choosy Chicks, which is all about choices and defining moments that make important choices that women make really make a difference in not only their own lives, but in the other lives of those around them. They've started this great company and have made these awesome shirts with really empowering messages that I just found so inspiring. So Sarah Cook and Jesse Harrison of the Choosy Chicks, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
So how did you come up with the idea for the company? And while you tell me this, I'm going to open my shirt that you've brought into the studio for me, too.
Well, Sarah and I both have only daughters, and so we're always telling them how choice defines who they are. And so we went ahead with this and said, how can we get this message out to everyone? And I called Sarah one day while she was in carpool line, and I said, let's put this on a T-shirt. Let's make a message tee all about the power of positive choice.
They were probably in fifth grade at the time, and that's a very awkward age for teenage girls or preteen girls, because there's so much peer pressure and you know, they're kind of testing the waters, and a lot of their friends have older siblings. We, like Jesse said, have only children. So we thought, well, they just need to be choosy. Everything they need to do needs to be for themselves and not the follow the leader pattern that so many of the girls slip into. So that's kind of how it started. All of our shirts say be choosy, because we really firmly believe that girls should be choosy, and they always have a choice.
I love the message, and I think that, yeah, adolescence is one of those times, especially for girls, which is really rocky sometimes, and you feel that peer pressure, and you start to move away of maybe who you are authentically and look to the crowd to define you. So how does the company really aspire to help girls start making more empowering choices?
Well, we are a message tee, and all of our shirts say choose something, whether it's, you know, choose rock and roll, choose peace, or choose strength.
Choose to be different.
Oh, we've got these great ones here. These are fantastic. Choose yoga. I love that. I did that yesterday. I chose yoga.
Good choice.
Very empowering message. These are lovely. Now, where can people get the shirts right now?
We are in boutiques and health clubs and gift shops all over the U.S. and a few in Canada. Most every city and state carries our shirts right now.
That's
you
fantastic.
Can always call our office, and we'll be more than happy to ship shirts to you.
Choose to build. You guys definitely have to check out these T-shirts. And choose to be fab. I love it. So what are some of the things that you're hearing from women and girls when they find you?
Well, at first we thought it was going to be more of a tween company, but as we started the message tee, we realized that women from 7 to 70 wanted to wear them. We're selling to women of all age groups.
We've just expanded our line into a Missy line, some of our shirts for the Missy customer.
Okay.
Because we realized that everyone, you know, we're all different, shaped differently, and that has just broadened our market. You know, different parts of the country, we've realized, you know, kind of have different shaped women. So it's been a big blessing to us to be able to offer the Missy sizes to the Missy sized women and the junior more contemporary to the younger girls.
Right. So your market is sort of growing and kind of defining itself now. That's always the interesting time in a company's growth.
Absolutely. As I said, we thought we were going to be tween, but we are totally directed to women of all ages, and we are carried in all types of retail outlets as boutiques, high-end boutiques, sports clubs, spas,
hair salons, hardware stores, everywhere.
Now, you guys say that choice defines who you are. Talk more about why you think that is so important.
We just believe that you always have a choice. Whether if you make a bad choice or a poor choice, you always have the ability to counteract it with a good choice or a more positive choice. And it's a shame to think that some people actually believe that they don't have a choice, because we feel like you always
have a choice.
We live in a very reactive world these days, and many people think that their situation is a result of stuff happening to them, and they're just kind of bearing it.
Correct.
As it comes at them. So this is about switching the mindset, right? Being more empowered and
completely,
realizing you're in charge of your destiny.
Absolutely.
So what can people do to find out more? We've got the website up.
Yeah, we have website. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We try to do because we are from Atlanta, we try and do a lot of local kind of charitable events.
And what's next for your company as you see things start to grow?
Well, we would love to expand our product line into scarves, messenger bags, hats, just expand the whole product line to get our message out there.
We also have a more of a toddler line already designed for males and females.
Very cute designs. Our third partner is Pamela Goldberg, and she is our graphic artist. She lives in Chicago. So we have lots of good designs for the children's line.
And so the three of you all work together, which is fantastic. It seems like you've created a really powerful team. What's it like working as a team of three women who all know the power of choice?
I think we all bring something different to the table, so it works.
It works very well. Sarah is a fabulous salesperson. I come from a background of buying and merchandising, and Pam is the graphic artist.
So everyone has their own area of expertise, and
Correct. That's
an important part of it.
Yeah,
correct.
All right. I'm so impressed by everyone has taken these big steps here in starting their own business. I want to talk a little bit about the idea of risk for a minute with all three of us, or all four of us here. Now, Bonnie, you obviously took a big risk in starting your company and then kind of took other risks as you continued to grow. And Sarah and Jesse, the same kind of thing. Risk, I think, sometimes is hard for women because whether it's physiological or just the way we're socialized, we're kind of told, oh, play it safe, you know, don't take too many risks. How were you able to overcome that and take a risk or take a bold step towards something that you really believed in? Who wants to go first?
I'll just say I think we held our nose and jumped in. Right.
And I think it does have a lot to do with you really have to believe in it.
You've got to be passionate.
And passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll echo those comments. If you're passionate about what you're doing, you'll find a way to make it happen. But I will say, and I'm sure you ladies have experienced the same thing, knowing that you have a support system there for you to let you go a little mad when you need to and then bring you back off the cliff is always a good thing. But, you know, have a contingency plan, have your backup plan, know that all your safety gear is intact, and then jump.
Definitely having a backup plan. And it's definitely helped us to have that support system. Our husbands have been so helpful. Our friends, my niece designs for us as well.
Our daughters.
So it's been great.
And I will say, gender irrelevant, I think people are risk tolerant or risk averse, just depending on how their genetic and business makeup is. A lot of times I think we could have grown a lot faster, a lot larger, a lot faster if I had gotten out of the way. But at the end of the day, I've got to go to bed and know that the decisions that I've made are not going to keep me awake. So,
right. It's balancing that.
It's tough. And this is the 12th year in, and it's a fully self-funded company. And, you know, we've been doing well over $1 million in sales for some years now. So that's rare to not have had to reach out for funding.
Absolutely.
And, but, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I want to make certain that I'm comfortable with the decisions and that I don't owe everyone and every bank.
Exactly.
That's really smart. Absolutely. So it makes sense to really think through what risks you choose to make and how you choose to move forward with your growth plans, whether you want to do it at a really rapid pace or something that makes more sense for yourself. What surprised you most about being in business for yourself?
Well, for us, I think for T-shirts, the most surprising thing to me is that everyone doesn't have, you know, everyone doesn't like what I like. We sell a lot. We do a lot of pre-selling. And because we do have so many graphics and so many messages, the things that we just assume are going to sell do not. And the things that we probably don't think we're ever going to print, those are our best sellers.
Right. We really have to listen to the buyers. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that took a while for us to realize that.
To realize that people have different tastes.
Yes.
Than your own taste. You were just at the
Atlanta
Apparel Mart.
Uh-huh.
Right? How was that?
It was a good show.
It was a good show.
Yeah, we came off from of a Dallas market and an Atlanta market, so we're pretty busy right now.
We're very excited. We picked up a lot of new business, and so that's always exciting to us.
Oh, sure. That's fantastic. What about you, Bonnie? Any big surprises in business?
I think probably the biggest surprise, and it was more of a realization, was how hard it would be to build a team of people that you could trust implicitly. And going back to the earlier comments of trying to get that right fit and those right people in there, I think that has been the biggest challenge and the biggest surprise in building the company is surrounding the core folks with people that will augment what we're offering without taking anything away from the team that's already in place.
Absolutely. Because once you've built up a solid reputation and relationships and you're out there in the market and finding people that can replicate that, I mean, it's probably the biggest challenge, but it's probably also the biggest point of value for your company that you've been able to develop.
It is. And I mean, I say all the time, we live and die by the billable hour, and all we sell is time and talent because, you know, most of the things that people come to us for are our consultative marketing strategy, graphic design, and web development. And, you know, a lot of people can do that. But doing it really well so that it has a real impact on their business or organization, that's a differentiator for us, and it all boils down to our people.
That's fantastic. And what about you, ladies? What does the company all boil down to at the end of the day?
Make positive choices for yourself.
I love it. Now, we're almost out of time, so I always like to ask each of my guests to share one chic tip that they have discovered through their entrepreneurial journey. This would be one bit of wisdom that you would pass on to another woman who's maybe just starting out at the beginning of her own business. What chic tips do you have for me today?
Be passionate and never give up.
Never, never give up. And believe in yourself.
Choosy chicks are real strong on that never give up message. I like it. How about you, Bonnie?
It'll probably be no surprise to what I'm about to say, but surround yourself with good people. Build your team. Know that you can trust them and know that they have your back. And that will allow you to have the right growth in the right direction.
Fantastic. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you all on today. I want to encourage our listeners once again to check out our guests' websites. We've got the Zenith Design Group at zenithdesigngroup.com and also Choosy Chicks at choosychicks.com. Thanks so much, ladies. And once again, thank you to our sponsor, Pink Payments, merchant services for women, by women, and supporting women. If you're looking to change your credit card processing service, check out Pink Payments at pinkpayments.com and tell them the Chic Entrepreneur sent you. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for tuning into the Chic Perspective Show, where we talk about women succeeding in style. To check out more episodes, go to chicentrepreneur.com. Until next time, wishing you all chic success.